Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I was just in the frozen tundra of Belchase. Well, maybe not frozen. 6:15 now. Another cold front came through. Chilly, breezy, windy outside. You know what it feels like outside? Like one of those cold Mardi Gras where you're out there early at 5 o'clock in the morning and you're setting up your ladder and you're freezing, but you know it's worth it. So highs of 49 today, chilly and breezy, cold tomorrow, highs of only 48, but plenty of sunshine. Hard freeze tonight, by the way, on the North Shore, lows of 26. That's north and west of the lake, 36 east and south of the lake. Then highs tomorrow, 48, cold start Sunday, but nice day, beautiful. Highs of 64, plenty of sunshine. Nice and mild on Monday, 66 for a high. And then we're on that roller coaster, 68 for a high on Tuesday with some rain. Spotty showers Wednesday, highs of 74, then rain and colder Thursday, back in the 50s. Right now we are at 43 degrees in Covington, 47 in Metairie, 48 in Belchase, and down in Thibodaux, it's 46 degrees, and that's where we find our friend Mike Dettillier, co-host of Sports Talk, WWL NFL and college football analyst. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good, Tommy. Thank you.
You sound a little bit tired. You been doing a lot of interviews?
Yeah, plenty this week, but I'm good.
I'm good. All right. I want to make sure you're all right. So the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. I've made my way through all five of them with Sean Payton. Now, here's where I am. Let me run this past you. From a business standpoint, a business decision, okay, the Saints have an asset in Sean Payton that is worth a lot right now. 3 years from now, that's not going to be the case. You can't force a guy to coach if he doesn't want to. I understand that. But if an opportunity would present itself where Sean Payton would want to coach, if I'm the Saints owner, I'm listening to what they have to say, because right now I might get, well, you tell me what kind of booty you could get or bounty you could get for, hey, bad choice of words there, you could get for Sean Payton, and I wouldn't want him in the NFC South, prefer him not to be in the NFC, but if you can get a couple of high choices and a proven player, why not? Thoughts, Mike, from you.
Yeah, and it's been done before with other coaches, with Bill Parcells. John Gruden was traded for draft choices. So, yeah, you would want to get that if that opportunity presents itself. And so that you just have to wait out, because he's not going to coach this year.
And, but when you don't wait, that's the point, though. If he wants to coach, the Saints would be foolish not to – cut the best deal they could, right, with whomever, unless it's in the division?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. And so, in essence, you want fair, what you think is fair compensation for him. I would want a lot more from an NFC team than I would from an AFC team. Mm-hmm. I would want more because I have to play him more. But, yeah, that's going to come into play. But he made an interesting comment yesterday in an interview with Dan Patrick in that, you know, that he's – always been an all-in guy. And because Dan told him, you just can't do broadcasting for a year and think, okay, I've made it. And he kind of chimed back, well, I've never been a guy just to go a little bit into it. I've always been kind of 2 feet into this. So it was an interesting comment made by him about broadcasting, that, you know, he understands the first year there are going to be, you know, some hiccups along the way because he hasn't done it before. Experience does help you in that field. John Madden won John Madden the first couple years. It was year three for John. Yeah. You look at Romo, it took him a little while, but, man, he was one of the exceptions to the rule.
And to be fair, Mike, Drew is still finding his way. Would you not agree?
He's still finding his way as a broadcaster. Yep. Absolutely. And so everybody, it's a little bit different in how they approach the game and how good they are in it. But he sort of sounded yesterday like he's a guy that he's going to do this for at least a couple years.
If you're the Saints, if you're Mickey Loomis, with the blessing of Ms. Benson, of course, do you where does friendship and business intersect here? And this may sound crazy, but I'm going to say it anyway, and I'll get your take on it. It's like, hey, Sean, have you considered maybe going somewhere in the AFC, Denver, who I don't know who needs Denver got a coach yesterday, but whomever needs a coach? Because I'm just, at that point, it would turn to business, and I'd try. Then let me take a break, Mike. When we come back, you can tell me what kind of price Sean Payton you think would command if he wanted to coach this year. And this is all speculation. I'm just trying to put together a business deal in my head to see. And as a fan, I will ask y'all at 504-260-1870, would you rather see Sean Payton sit out 3 years and try broadcasting and then return to the NFL? Or would you rather see him go to the NFL this year where the Saints get something for him? And in terms of what would they get for him, well, we'll find out what Mike thinks when we come back. 621, time for traffic now on WWL. WWL, talking to Mike Atelier. Somebody texted in and said, with all due respect, Tommy, you're wasting our time. Sean isn't coaching this year or next. Drop it. Well, we don't know that. We didn't think Sean Payton was going to resign either, but what on Mike Dettelier, would Sean Payton, and I think a lot of that is emotion driven, because if Sean Payton were to coach, well, then everything you feel right now about Sean Payton being burned out, Sean Payton being loyal, a coach, and that doesn't wipe out everything he did if he does coach this year in the NFL. It doesn't. He still helped the city as much as he did. But I'm just saying, if you're a true Saints fan and you approach this as a business, I think you want Sean Payton to coach somewhere next year so the Saints can get back some draft picks. And I know they'll still have salary cap problems, but that the draft picks would help with that because you get better players at a lower price and maybe a proven player. All of that said, Mike, what kind of price would Sean Payton command?
I'd ask for a first and a third round pick.
This year?
Any year.
Okay.
And
what about a player?
Most likely a team's not going to give you up an established player, but they're willing to deal you a draft choice. And for the Saints, it makes a lot more sense because you're getting draft choices at minimum wage, football minimum wage. And so I just think that I would certainly ask for the first and the third, and they can split it. Doesn't have to be in the same year. I'll take a first 1 year, and then I'll deal a third the next year. But, you know, that's what I would ask for, a first and a third.
Do you think there are any teams out there interested in him that are willing to pay that price?
Well, he already said yesterday he has no interest in coaching this year. Now, what happens next year? You never know.
No, but I'm talking about the other side of it. He also said, didn't he say that, or maybe I'm getting that conflated with two teams or something. What did he tell Dan Patrick?
Through intermediates, two teams asked how much interest he had in coaching this year, and he said none.
I got you. But in terms of teams, do you know what teams they were, or do you know what teams would be interested in a Sean Payton?
Well, I think any team looking for a head coach would be interested in him.
Yeah.
You get a proven winning head coach, you're gonna hire him. So, again, you can't predict the future on what happens. Only Sean can on that part.
If I give you 100 to 1, if I give you 100 to 1, would you bet? Would you take that bet that he coaches next year? If you were to say, I'm going to bet you he coaches this year, and I give you 100 to 1 odds, would you take the bet?
No, he's not coaching this year, and I think it's a long shot. He didn't sound like a coach ready to jump back in it next year. Now, 2024 is a different story, and that's a different story. And also, to it, Tommy, what you're looking at is he wants the ideal spot. He wants
that's
a spot
right.
Not only where he can coach, but also have say in personnel. Just like his friend Bill Parcells said, hey, if you want me to go shop, you know, to cook the meal, let me go shop for the groceries. He's had that here. He's not going to go somewhere where, okay, you're just the head coach, you know, and you don't have any say in personnel.
That's where it
sort of cuts there, because some teams won't give you all that leeway.
We could pick it up here when we come back. Of course, the honesty is he had a say in personnel, and he's leaving partly, I think, because of the three quarterbacks he has, because we have already established if he had a Mac Jones, he wouldn't be leaving. 6:30 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. Thanks, sir. 6:44, 16 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Mike Dettillier, our friend, co-host of Sports Talk, WWL NFL and college football analyst. Mike, I know the NFL has the Rooney Rule in place, and it's a good thing because it requires them to interview minority candidates. And even if you don't get the job, every interview you go on, I think, makes you better. That being said, who are the Saints looking at in terms of coaching candidates?
Well, I think we all know that, you know, Dennis Allen's the top guy, but interviews either have been held or will be held with Byron Leftwich, who's the offensive coordinator with the Tampa Bay Bucks, who I think...
Wait, did he sign with the Jaguars or not?
I think he's close to a deal there. I think he's real close to a deal.
Okay.
Now, part of that had to do with he did not want to be involved with Trent Baalke, who was the general manager there, which he's in a long line of people that don't want to be involved with Trent. And Trent was released.
Well, that ain't going to work.
And so I think Leftwich is the guy there. And you think about it, he's a former quarterback with the Jaguars, a lot of experience there. And their biggest asset is Trevor Lawrence. So, okay, you got a young quarterback, so you want a guy that can take that sander and sort of knock off, you know, some of the rough edges to his game. Aaron Glenn, who was a former assistant coach here, secondary coach, who's now the defensive coordinator with the Lions, and who I think one day, fairly soon, will be a head coach in the NFL. We'll get an interview. And there are reports that Brian Flores, the former Miami Dolphin head coach, who is a strong contender for the New York Giants job, is also going to get an interview. But I wouldn't be surprised all this comes to a conclusion late next week, because most of the time, teams do not want to step on the toes of Super Bowl week. It's not a written rule, but they all sort of don't really want to step in the limelight of Super Bowl week. So I think you're going to see more and more of these vacancies filled next week when you have that window to do it, then say the following when, you know, everything's going to be concentrated on Super Bowl week.
You think Dennis Allen is the guy?
I think he's the guy. I'd be surprised if he wasn't.
I think so, too.
And so, you know.
And again, it's not wasting time for Eric Glenn or Eric Bieniemy, because every interview you go on makes you better. Would you not agree? You learn things?
I agree. And like with Flores, because he's been to Louisiana a few times. He actually has been one of our counselors at the Louisiana Line Camp, Pete Jenkins Camp, in Thibodeau, He came like three straight years before he got the head coaching job. And he had told me, I've never been interviewed for a head coaching job. The first one he went for an interview with, he got. And that was with the Dolphins. So sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But Brian's going to get another shot somewhere.
What about Pete Carmichael? What about Pete Carmichael?
Just his personality. You know, he's so low-key with everything. And I think he's a really good coach. And certainly he's been the kind of buffer guy between Drew Brees. He was the guy between Drew Brees and Sean Payton. And Drew even sort of kind of mapped it out that a lot of times you go to Pete and, hey, this isn't going to work. And I think Pete would kind of, you know, talk to Sean, and I think it was vice versa. But he knows the game really well. Mm-hmm. I knew his dad, who was a longtime coach in college and pro football. But he's not a real strong type personality in an interview. And I think a lot of times these owners who are now all billionaires, they want a guy that I'm in control. Hey, I'm the general. I got it. That's mm-hmm. not Pete Carmichael. He's qualified, no doubt, but again, there is something to do with your personality.
Well, I'll tell you this. Let me take a break here so we can talk about the weekend's games coming up with the mobile betting apps and platforms going live at 8 a.m. I can identify with that because I am a terrible, awful interview. But once I get the job, I can, for by God, sure do it. I don't know what it is. I'm just not a strong interviewer. 6:50, 10 till 7. We'll talk about the NFC, AFC conference championships. And when we come back right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. 54, 6 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL championship weekend. The AFC and NFC conference games, they had championship games happen on Sunday. So you can get some chores done on Saturday. Mike Dottiglia, our guest. Mike, let's start on the AFC side. Money line. Has KC as the favorite. The spread is 7. You get 7 points with Joe Burrow. The total 54.5. How do you see this game playing out?
Yeah, because that's sort of fluctuated between 7.5 and 7. I'm going to take the points there. And I think this is going to be a high-scoring game between the two teams. Man, the last time it was a shootout. So to speak, at the OK Corral. And it's going to be loud in Arrowhead. I mean, it's one of the loudest, if not the loudest, outdoor stadiums they have. You know, I like Kansas City to win, but, man, give me that 7 or 7.5. Give me the points.
So I'm trying to think strategy here. Would you want to minimize your exposure by taking Cincinnati in the points and then taking Kansas City on the money line? Or, yeah, because you're not really betting against
yeah,
yourself that way, are you?
No. Man, listen. If you do like Diliberto used to do, you used to buy that half a point. Because he always thought that, you know, if it was a touchdown, give me that half a point extra. And so, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. That's why they call it gambling. But I think that, you know, Kansas City's defense has shown – they can give up some big plays. We saw it last week, you know, against Buffalo, and Joe torched them last time they played. Him and Jamar, they just went all out. So, man, you can get a full touchdown here. That's hard to pass up. That's hard to pass up in a championship game. And you know both teams can put points on the board. And
do you like the over? Do you like the over? You love it.
Nah, I would like it. I don't love it, but it's 54 is a lot of points. But I think this is going to be a high scoring game between the two. This is not going to be a 9-6 game, I guarantee you.
All right, let's talk about the second game, the Rams and the. I think it is the second game, right? The first game is the AFC. The second game is the Rams and San Francisco. The Rams are favored. You get the 49ers and 3.5 points, and the total's 45.5 there.
Yeah, in that game, I think this is a field goal game, so I'm going to take San Francisco in the points. And in some places you can get four, actually. So if it's 3.5 or four, the 49ers have beaten them six straight times. These games have been really close between the two teams. But, man, six straight times. I think the Rams win this, but I'm going to grab that those points.
Once again, if you're looking,
started,
God, I'm
tells
sorry,
you these two teams play tight games, and San Francisco has, in a lot of ways, look like they're on a roll type team like Tampa was a year ago. Now, I think the Rams win it, but I'm going to take the points in San Francisco.
Maybe limit your exposure. You take the Rams on the money line. You take San Francisco and the points. The thing about that six game in a row, and you brought this up before, is that sometimes at some point it's got to end, right?
Yep. Sometimes it's got to end, and it may end Sunday, where the Rams kick a game-winning field goal to beat you. You know, but the Rams, there's something to their DNA as a team that they somewhat self-destructive. Okay, you had a big lead against Tampa Bay and almost blew it. Okay, you had a fumble by Cooper Kupp. You had a couple fumbles by Cam Akers that put Tampa Bay right back in that spot. Tommy, I'm just telling you, had they not hit that big play late to Cooper Kupp, did you feel comfortable that if this goes into overtime, the Rams win it?
Absolutely.
No, you
not.
Felt the other way, didn't you? That, man,
yes,
oh, come, oh, Lord. Yeah, here comes Tom Brady, and they're going to steal this win. And it didn't happen. I give Stafford a lot of credit. He hits the big play late. So, but 3.5 against a team that you have not beat in a while, that's between the ears now. That's between your ears.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. And a good thing about sports wagering, look, set your limits before you start. But it does give you a little butterfly in the stomach. Get you ready, even though the Saints are, right?
Sweat bets.
Sweat bets. There you go. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Jim Donlin about insurance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.